KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. In high school sports around the area last night, first in high school wrestling, in a duel it was Lewis Central beating Creighton Prep 46-19. Also in double duel action, Clarinda over St. Albert 60-24. Harlan beat St. Albert 66-11. Clarinda downing Harlan 39-37. Another double duel saw Southwest Iowa beat Clarinda Academy 42-30, East Mills over Southwest Iowa 45-24, and East Mills winning over Clarinda Academy 60-12. Also in wrestling last night, Pleasantville beat Southwest Valley 50-30. It was I-35 over Southwest Valley 65-13. Mount Air topping Nottoway Valley 42-21, and Mount Air beat East Union 39-36. In high school basketball play last night in Western Iowa Conference girls play, it was Audubon over Riverside 42-11. 10 points for Emily Haubrick to lead the way for the Wheelers. IKM Manning topping Logan Magnolia 69-52. Missouri Valley beat Griswold 48-28. Trainer over AHSTW 75-34. Tri-Center beat Underwood 55-24. Also around the area in girls basketball, it was Earlham over Guthrie Center 51-34. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Nottoway Valley 51-43. Murray over Lenox 42-26. And Sydney beat Tarkio, Missouri 39-20. In the MAC shootout in Council Bluffs yesterday, it was Harlan over Bellevue West, Nebraska 72-52. Lewis Central topping Abraham Lincoln 56-17. St. Albert defeats Thomas Jefferson 44-26. In boys high school basketball last night, the other half of our broadcast doubleheader saw Lake Hacker toss in 20 points to help lead the way for Audubon in a 65-37 win over Riverside. IKM Manning beat Logan Magnolia 70-26. Missouri Valley over Griswold 49-44. Trainer beat AHSTW 59-26. Tri-Center over Underwood 60-48. That's around the Western Iowa Conference. In other matchups in boys hoops last night, Earlham beat Guthrie Center 70-25. It was Murray over Lenox 49-42. Nottoway Valley was a 73-34 winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's, while Sydney down Tarkio, Missouri 59-17. The weekly girls basketball rankings from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union came out yesterday afternoon, and Class 5A Waukee is the number one ranked team this week, with West Des Moines Valley and Dowling Catholic 2 and 3. In Class 4A, Harlan retains the top spot in this week's poll. North Scott and Western Dubuque stay put at numbers 2 and 3. Lewis Central is up down a notch this week. They're at number 12 in the 4A poll. In Class 3A, Pocahontas area is ranked number one in this week's poll, with Mediapolis, Hampton, Dumont 2 and 3. Kemper Catholic is in at number 6. Red Oak is ranked 7th, while Shenandoah is at number 10 in this week's poll. In the Class 2A poll, Western Christian is top rated, with Unity Christian and North Lynn the top 3. Panorama is at number 5 this week. IKM Manning is up a spot to number 7 in the poll. And in Class 1A, Burlington Notre Dame retains the top spot this week, with Colonesco 2 and Bedford in at number 3. Fremont Mills stays put at number 6, while Exira EHK moves up one position this week. They're in at number 8 in this week's Class 1A poll. On 11-day layoff for exams, didn't bother the 6th-ranked Virginia Cavaliers as they cruised to a 70-54 victory over Cleveland State. They improved to 10-0 on the season with the win. The only other AP top 25 game of the night saw 2nd-ranked Duke trimming the defending national champion UConn Huskies by a score of 66-56. Well, the 2014 Big Four Classic is coming up Saturday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. The opener will feature Iowa State and Drake at 4 o'clock. Iowa State junior forward George Niang says the players enjoy the Big Four Classic.
You know, whenever you get a chance to get out there and see all the Hawkeye fans, the Panther fans, and the Bulldog fans, and along with the Cyclone fans who travel really well, I mean, it's always a great atmosphere down there. And just to have all the four in-state schools get together, I think it's a super cool event, and it was a great idea whoever decided to put that together and being a part of it is just a blessing.
Last year, the Cyclones erased an 18-point second-half deficit to edge UNI.
That was a crazy environment, you know, and it's close to home, too, so we're going to have a lot of fans. You know, we have the best fan base in the country. They're definitely going to be out there to support, and, you know, we can't underestimate this Drake team as well. They're going to be hungry. You know, this is going to be a big-time game for them, big-time game for us, so it'll be a great time.
That's junior Naz Long. ISU coach Fred Hoiberg talks about the Drake matchup tomorrow.
You know, it's a team that is struggling a little bit right now, but we know they're capable. And, you know, Jeff Rutter, who was on my staff, one of my all-time favorite guys, is an assistant coach over at Drake now. You know, I think Ray is definitely the guy that's going to do a good job. You know, they've got a great recruiting class coming in next year and a couple kids sitting out. But, yeah, we need to go down there with great energy and urgency early and hopefully get off to a better start.
Iowa and UNI will square off in the nightcap at around 6:30. UNI coach Ben Jacobson knows the Hawkeyes will be looking to bounce back after losing at home to the Cyclones.
Yeah, I don't think that that's something from our end that we can control, nor have we ever tried to. We're going to control what we can, and that's the things that we do with our practice. I mean, they're going to do what they do, and we're going to do what we do.
Jacobson says the Hawkeyes caused them a number of concerns, beginning with their size.
And then they are one of the best teams, made shot or missed shot. They're one of the best teams in the country at getting the basketball to their end of the floor and getting the ball to the rim. So our transition defense is going to be extremely important. And how well we rebound the basketball is going to be extremely important. But they present all kinds of challenges.
Jacobson says the Big Four game is always their biggest non-conference game of the season. We'll have that game tomorrow night for you here on KJAN, the Iowa UNI contest. We start it with the pregame show at 5:30. Again, tip time is scheduled for a little after 6:30 tomorrow night. In a matchup of two of the NFL's worst teams, Jacksonville rallied from an early deficit to beat the Tennessee Titans 21-13 last night. That victory moves the Jaguars to 3-12, while the Titans lost their ninth in a row to fall to 2-13. The silver lining for Tennessee was that it moved them a step closer to securing the number one pick in next year's NFL draft, which could be Heisman Trophy winner Marcus Mariota, that dual-threat Oregon quarterback. 49ers coach Jim Harbaugh is declining to respond to reports that he's weighing an offer from Michigan to become the new football coach at his alma mater. Harbaugh has one season left on the $25 million five-year contract he signed in January of 2011. Several media outlets, including ESPN and the NFL Network, have reported that Harbaugh has a six-year offer on the table from the Wolverines. San Francisco general manager Trent Baalke said this week that a decision on Harbaugh's future would come after the season, and 7-7 Niners have been eliminated from playoff contention. John Dorsey likes to say that it takes several years before a verdict can be returned on a draft pick. There's a learning curve for rookies, often a steep one. While the pro game is faster, players are stronger, and the plays are more complex. And if that's the case, the first two draft classes of the Chiefs' general manager, panned so often by fans and pundits, may actually be right on track. First-round pick Dee Ford played nearly half of the snaps in Sunday's win over Oakland, a vast improvement over early in the season when the linebacker barely got on the field. Third-round pick Philip Gaines is now starting at cornerback. Fourth-round pick DeAnthony Thomas returned to punt 81 yards for a touchdown against the Raiders. Sixth-round pick Zach Fulton has been starting at guard. Kicker Cairo Santos and wide receiver Albert Wilson, a pair of undrafted rookies, have also become key components of the Chiefs' playoff run this season. Elsewhere around the league, Jay Cutler has been benched as quarterback of Chicago after only managing a 5-9 record this season. Coach Mark Trestman says Jimmy Clausen will start Sunday's game against the Lions at Soldier Field. Cutler leads the league in interceptions with 18 and turnovers with 24. Carolina coach Ron Rivera says barring any physical setbacks, Cam Newton will probably start Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. Newton was in a vehicle accident last week and suffered two fractures in his lower back. Rivera says Newton is on target to start. The Federal Communications Commission has dismissed a petition that called for one of the Washington Redskins' flagship radio stations not to have its license renewed. The petition claimed repeated use of the word Redskins violates rules against indecent content. But the FCC said that the law defines profanity as sexual or excretory in nature, meanings that don't relate to the name of the football team. Many Native American and other groups consider Redskins to be a racial slur, and they've demanded that owner Dan Snyder change the name. Snyder has vowed to keep it, despite mounting pressure over the last couple of years. And in youth football news, the football university team from Iowa, the eighth grade squad, which includes Mitchell Williamson of Wyota, a CAM eighth grader, will be playing in the national semifinals tonight. That'll be in Naples, Florida. With a game time of 7 o'clock Central Time this evening, they'll be facing off against an 8th grade team from Utah. That game will be televised online. It'll be streamed on ESPN3 tonight, so folks back home can watch that. 2 weeks ago, the Iowa Football University 8th grade team beat Minnesota 49-0 and then beat Nebraska 48-0 to advance to the Plains Regional, where they then beat San Antonio 34-3 and beat Dallas-Fort Worth 28-8 in the regional finals to advance to the national semifinals. The national semis and then the national championship games will be coming up this weekend. Semifinals again tonight in Naples, Florida. Again, kickoff for that eighth grade semifinal game between Iowa and Utah will be at 7 o'clock Central Time tonight. And again, you can catch that game online on ESPN3. That's our check of sports this hour, brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.